Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2120 PJM Properties LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district to amend conditions of approval for conditional use number 1106 to be located on a certain parcel of land.
Ladies and gentlemen, excuse me. We're still working here. Please be quiet. Sorry, Ms. Cornell. Yes, no, it's up to you.
Okay. So it's to amend conditional use 1106 to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 5.706 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the northeast side of Williamsville Road, approximately 2,476 feet southeast of Lighthouse Road, Route 54. The 911 address is not available. The tax map is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 287.02. And staff would submit for the record a staff analysis and an exhibit book. Thank you.
Mr. Fuqua, should we just put a label on that seat, James Fuqua seat, put a stamp on it?
Oh, I was going to make a disclaimer that I was away visiting my granddaughter in March, and I asked Janelle, and she graciously pushed off some things, and then some other things got scheduled quicker than I think anybody thought. Mm-hmm. Make a long story short, you're going to be hearing my voice more than you care to, and the public cares to. And I actually heard my voice too much on Tuesday also, so anyway, but it is what it is.
Do you get paid by the word or the letter? Huh?
This is a nicer room.
Nicer group.
Again, for the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. I'm here on behalf of the applicant, PJM Properties. And PJM Properties is actually Mike Ferrari, who is seated here behind me. He's the owner of PJM Properties. There was a little exhibit packet that I submitted that I'll be referring to. This actually is an application requesting an amendment of two conditions which were placed on conditional use number 1106. And that conditional use was approved by the County Council on May 23rd, 1995. That conditional use authorized the use of a 5.7-acre parcel of land that's located on the north side of County Road 395, which is Williamsville Road, and that's about 2,500 feet southeast of Route 54. And that conditional use basically authorized boat-related services, boat storage and boat-related services, boat painting and engine repair and some other things. The original applicant and owner of the site was Eric Ritter. And he actually operated the business there for over 20 years. And he sold it to Mr. Ferrari's company in November of 2016. Exhibit A on that little handout that I gave you is the current Google Earth photo of the property. And about in the middle to the left, you can see the site as it's shown up there. And On that exhibit A, you can see some boats in the back there, and that's basically the site. And what you can see on there is that there's an entrance from Williamsville Road. There's a repair shop in the front of the property, and a boat storage area located to the rear of the property, kind of behind where the shop is. And those two areas utilize about half of the site. And then you can also see on the right there that there's some open space there, a large open area. And that's actually separated from the where the boats are stored by an old spoils area where I guess some dredging was dumped. So the open area to the right that you see there is actually the area that's intended to be utilized for the additional boat storage. Exhibit B, if you just flip through that, their aerial photos from 1997, 2007, and 2017, and you can see that the facility has been in continuous operation, you know, over that time period. You can also see that the number of boats in those pictures stored there vary, and that's because depending on the time of year, there's more boats there, there's less boats there. As with most boat storage yards, the majority of the storage is seasonal, not daily or weekly. The owners of the boats bring their boats to the yard in the fall, The boats are winterized, covered, and stored. The owners return in the spring, remove their boats, put them in the water. Many of them return the boat trailers to be stored for the summer at the storage yard. And then in the fall, they come back and get the trailer, remove the boat from the water, return it to the yard, and the process continues. For most of the boats, it really amounts to about four entrances and exits per year because it's just a seasonal operation. The original approval, the original conditional use, was subject to eight conditions. As I said, there's two conditions that we are requesting to be modified, and they are conditions number eight and conditions number five. In the original approval in 1995, condition number eight limited the number of boat storage sites to 108. So there's a condition that not more than 108 boats can be stored on the site at this time. And we are requesting that that condition be changed to not more than a total of 300 boat storage sites on the property. Exhibit C is a site plan, a proposed new site plan for the site. And basically, I think you can see on there that the currently unused open space to the right that I mentioned is the area for the additional boat storage. And that's marked on there just showing 200 boat storage areas, although these are not set spaces. These are just where boats are placed, depending on their size and things of that nature. The original conditional use actually approved the permitted use for the entire 5.7 acres. So it's not as if this can't be used for this. This actually could be used for the 108 boats that are permitted now. So the conditional use applies to the whole site. So it's only the increase in the storage sites that are being requested, and that's the condition that I'm referring to. So the reason for the requested increase is pretty straightforward. Mr. Ferrari's business has been successful, and successful businesses continue to grow, and they generally grow for two reasons. If a business provides quality service, more people use it, it gains a reputation, and as you can see from the aerial photographs, this business has been operating at this location for over 20 years. Second, the business can grow as a result of increased demand, that is, more people wanting that service. And I think we could all take judicial notice of the fact that the population of this area has grown significantly, if not incredibly, over the past 20-some years. And the obvious example I would mention is that this site is actually adjacent to Americana Bayside RPC. A section of it actually borders the site on the rear. And Americana Bayside, as you know, accounts for over 1,700 approved residential units, and over half of those units have already been built. Many of the new seasonal and full-time residents of the area are recreational boaters. They will use the service on this facility, and it basically will be serving the needs of these recreational boaters. The other condition that we are requesting to modify is condition number five, and I'll just read that so it's clear. It's pretty simple. It says, the repair building shall not exceed one story or 30 feet in height. So it was strictly related to the height of the building. It said nothing else about size or anything else. Mr. Ferrari is proposing to construct an additional new building. The new building would be 50 by 100 feet, and it would be located in the front of the existing building. And then between the new building and the old building, there would be a covered canopy area and then just an open concrete pad. The new building will be in compliance with condition number five in that it will not exceed one story in height or 30 feet in height. And quite honestly, I think the new building may very well be permitted under the current conditions, particularly if it was attached to the current building, because there was no size limit on the building. But to avoid any confusion in the future, I wanted to fully disclose what was planned and have your input on that if there's any concern about that. The site is currently served by an on-site septic system and an on-site well, and of course that was the situation down there in 1995 when this was approved. County sewer and central water are now available. They all came in when the Americana Bayside development was done. And the plan is, well, in fact, it's not just the plan. It is required that with the new construction that was going to be done on the site, they'll be utilizing the central water and the county sewer. They'll be hooked into that. Mr. Ferrari himself has considerable experience in the boating industry. In addition to this site, he also has a boat storage area near Selbyville. And he also operates the Harpoon Hannah's Marina on Route 54. Most of his business repair work is done at the Harpoon Hannah's Marina site. And this site will be predominantly just for boat storage. So this site is permitted to do repairs and painting and things of that nature, but the most, if not all of that work will be done down at the marina. So this will pretty much just be a storage area. There's no actual public access to the boat storage area. Customers, they bring their boats to the site, to the office, but all entering and exiting of the storage area is done by business employees, not the customers. So the boat's brought out to them, where they drop the boat off and it's taken in. And Mr. Ferrari indicated to me that he anticipates probably 98% of the use of this site will be for winter storage. So there'd be very little weekly or monthly coming and going. The existing conditions from when it was originally approved already require that the storage area be fenced and that security lighting would be indirect. And of course, those conditions remain in effect and they would be binding on this as they are now. I will submit two conditions. These are the changes that we're requesting. And they're just short, so I'll just read those for the record. The condition number 5 that I referred to, that was the condition regarding the storage building. And I'm just asking that be changed from what it says now to the following. The repair buildings shall not exceed 1 story or 30 feet in height and shall consist of the buildings and improvements as shown on the conditional use site plan for PJM Properties LLC prepared by J.W. Salm Engineering Inc. dated July 2017, drawing number 355-01-001. And that is my Exhibit C. So I'm just saying that condition is saying this is what you can do. You can't do more than that. So it's nailed down and it's not in any way not clear. And then the second condition is merely stating the condition that limits the boat storage to 108, that would be replaced with 300. In conclusion, as I said, this conditional use has been in operation for over 20 years. There's significant unused clear area that is appropriate for this use and as I said, is already actually authorized for the use by the original conditional use approval. Over the past 20 years, the area population has increased significantly and with it the need and the demand for additional boat storage by area residents. And I think logically the expansion of the existing use results in significantly less impact than trying to establish a new boat storage facility at a new or different location. And with that, that will conclude my presentation. And again, we'll try to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Fuquay. We'll start with Mr. Hudson.
With the additional building and storage, would the hours change? Would that change at all?
No. And the hours are really, as I said, it's not. The hours really are not that significant in the sense that the boats are stored and that's really it. There's not repair work really going on at this location.
Correct. I mean, that's
sir, if you want to speak, I need your name and address for the record, and then you can.
Michael Ferrari, address is 2806B Plover Drive, Ocean City. Though, as far as hours, I mean, right now we use the property that our main marina is open 9 to 5 there in Fenwick, and we'll send guys down throughout those hours to pick up boats or drop them off for storage. The building this time of year with a spring like this, when it's cold or rainy, we may use that building to get boats inside to house them from the rain, but again, within that 9 to 5 that we're still open.
Okay.
By the way, the new building would predominantly be used for storage, not for actual repair work or anything.
That was my next question.
Yeah, I mean, that's, right now, I mean, our current building houses are our tractor that we're moving the trailers around, mowers and Bobcat, so it's just too small for housing all the equipment.
And you touched on lighting. Can you expand a little bit on that?
Yeah, I mean, right now, we don't have any security lighting there, no immediate plans or anything to do that. I think Jim was explaining to me, I mean, if we ever did, it would have to not be shining in neighbors' properties or anything like that.
I have a question for more experienced people. Would you, if they want lighting, do they have to come back?
Well, no, it's part of the conditions already.
That does raise a question that I wanted to ask is that in consideration, I mean, that this application is to consider the amendment of these two conditions.
Yes.
As part of the amendment of those two conditions, do we have the standing, the authority to essentially place other conditions on?
Well, they asked to amend these two conditions, so I would think you could potentially do it within the confines of those conditions.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're allowed more and say, and any lighting should be screened from view.
If you tell me what the conditions are, we may be able to make this easy.
I understand. Yeah. And it's not that I have anything in mind, but I will point out to the commission that the saving grace for this applicant is that the conditional use was approved for the whole property. Now we've gotten more sophisticated since then. You know, we routinely now we'll draw a zoning line that does not follow a property line. And when I originally read the staff analysis, I misread it to say that it was outside of the conditional use area, which was kind of a head slap. And then I went back and looked at it again and slapped myself again because I read it wrong the first time. So I mean, I don't have a problem with your application. I'm going to go with it.
I just want to state that the existing conditions, which would still apply to this property,
right,
state security lighting shall be located so that no direct lighting impacts residences on adjoining lands or motorists traveling along Road 395. So that's already on there.
Yeah. Okay. That's kind of where I was going with that, because you'd be using the additional area. And I know there are houses that are close to that back corner back there. So I wanted to make sure that
we had them protected.
Yeah, that would all come under the umbrella of what Mr. Fuqua just stated.
Okay.
The reason we started doing that zoning line was for exactly this, so that there couldn't be a large expansion without there being some other public proceeding, which we are having tonight. So I don't have a problem with those people. There may be people here that have a concern about it. We'll find out in a minute. I don't have any particular questions for anything.
Any other questions?
Yes, sir. No questions.
Any other questions? Mr. Hopkins?
No questions.
Mrs. Hoey Stevens?
I was just curious how you keep it from becoming a... Is it, do people just abandon their boats, or you have a boat graveyard there or anything like that?
No, I mean, it's all just winter storage. So this time of year, we get them out of storage and put them back in the water for customers. We do have the abandoned property stuff that we can file if we ever did have somebody stop paying for the boat. But we spent a large effort of cleaning up this property when we purchased it a couple years ago and have no intentions of trying to do that again. We're very quick on making sure bills are paid for storage, and if somebody has an abandoned boat, that it's taken to the dump, and we're no longer having to mow around it and move it.
I didn't have to do these conditions. I was just curious. All right, thank you. I have no other questions.
Mr. Whitehouse,
no, thank you.
Ms. Corlock?
None, thank you.
Mr. Robertson?
None, thanks.
Okay, Mr. Fuqua, let's see if anyone has any interest in your application. Anyone here like to speak in favor of conditional use 2120 PJM Properties LLC? In favor. Anyone like to speak in opposition to this application? Seeing no one rise, anyone on the commission have any questions?
Good.
Staff or council?
Nope, no.
Okay, we're going to close the public hearing. You're welcome to stay with us this evening to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning. Our last public